seduction, sex, lifestyle. For the true player at heart, Global SLR presents The Real Kings of Pickup. Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash motherfucking Dibazar. Be the best and fuck the rest.
Hi guys, welcome to another call of The Real Kings of Pickup. Arash Zipar, motherfucking Dibazar, and me, Vince Kelvin, here to help you take yourself to the next level of your seduction, your pickup, and the mindset that will propel your progress. So, Arash, how are you?
Well, I'm good, brother. I can take that question and go a million different ways with it. I think the way to go is to say that let's change some lives like we do. And, you know, you and I have revolutionized the scene of pickup, the cast of characters that are coming in. It reminds me of Olympus, the old days, the old gods have returned. So if you guys are here and you have some questions, bring it on, because Vince and I are about to blow your fucking mind. How are you, brother?
Amazing. Yeah, I'm ready to do that. So callers are still coming in, and yet we're ready to take your questions, gentlemen. So who would like to ask the first question of the evening? No pressure whatsoever. Who would prefer to act like a chick in an interaction that's not giving anything?
Hey, Vince. This is Cosa Nostra from San Jose. I'll ask a quick question.
I look forward to seeing you in Vegas, by the way.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing you guys there. So this may be more of a minor point, but I'm just curious to hear your take on it. Let's say you have a girl over at your place and you're deciding where to go to eat, and you say, all right, let's go to this place. And then she says, oh, I didn't dress for that. You know, it's too fancy. I'm not dressed fancy enough. What would you respond with? Because, you know, on the one hand, I kind of want to lead and encourage her and be like, yeah, don't worry about what other people think. But on the other hand, I don't want to come off as, you know, socially uncalibrated and show up at a place where we're underdressed. So
you're looking for between two options. You don't want to be the average guy who will just be stuck there. So here's what I would do. I would take one step back, look at her outfit, be silent, go, let me see what you dressed for. And then I would go, I know, you dressed for sex. And boom, I would push her on the bed and say, no eating. Then if you're going to be picky, sex only. I was going to be proper and feed you, or something of that nature. Yet, the core premise behind this is everything they give you, you utilize it. I just had a world record. There's this girl in my building that has a tattoo on her neck that says femme fatale. And she's from Eastern Europe. And if you guys know Eastern Europeans, there's, you know, the world's changing all the time, so it's less than it used to be, just one category. But a lot of Eastern European girls, they kind of put down whatever you're saying. So I was playing. I said, let's hang out with her 20 minutes. And everything she gave me, I turned it around. So train yourself to do that. Okay? And remember, last, before I pass it to Arash, that you're not necessarily only obligated with the option of demonstrating strength with your choices, okay? Because if you operate at that level, you have two ways to be strong. Right there, you can tell her, come on, then let's still go like that. Or you can tell her, well, let's go to another place. You can still remain at a place of complete strength, be seductive, be playful, and you could say, well, then we'll save this one for another time. It's true. I appreciate how you want to look good with me, bring it back to you, and so on. I pass it to Arash.
Yeah, there's a few ways I could approach this. One is, if she's not dressed right and she's right, then yeah, you know what? I didn't think about it. You're right. Let's go somewhere else. Boom. That will hit her emotionally, by the way. She might, oh, well, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't look that bad. Well, I don't care. It's like, it's not even about that. You're right. We can go somewhere else. Two, she doesn't look that bad, and she doesn't seem stupid. So I look at her, and she goes, I'm not dressed like that. I say, come on, dude, that's enough. Let's go. We're going. That's it. It's a done deal. Third is, she looks at me, and she goes, I don't want to go over there. I'm not dressed right. Look at her and say, look, I want you to imagine somebody wearing sweats, and then they're wearing a Rolex watch, and they're wearing these incredible Tiffany's earrings, and they're wearing these shoes that every girl looks at. Nobody cares if they wear sweats at that moment. Why? Because they have these incredible accessories. And then I would just look at her with cocky eyes, and I would maybe grab my shirt and kind of flick it, and I would say, "You're walking in with me, baby. You could be dressed in a garbage bag. You're just fine. Let's go." So those are all three different ways of approaching the subject. I think it depends on that moment. The bottom line is, if she is not dressed right, don't go there, because that's stupid. If she is dressed right, then you could do whatever you want to do with it, because then she's just being stupid. Or maybe she just doesn't want to go there. You know, women will never say what they need. So she might be saying 1,000 different things, but the main thing she was saying is, can you lead? And that's the answer. You know, I'm not bent. I'm going to Thai food. Like, let's go to Thai food. Well, I'm not dressed right. I look at her and say, all right, the other choice is sushi. And I always recommend for you guys, when you're going to go eat somewhere, have another place in mind, okay? Because what you don't want to get into, well, where do you want to go, where do you want to go, where do you want to go? So if I'm going to Thai food, I already have sushi in the back of my mind. And we're going to, I don't want to go over there, you know, blah, blah, blah. Fine, no problem. You like sushi? Because sushi is next. And you just don't miss a beat. Anytime you have any kind of activity planned with a woman, always have a backup plan behind it. I'm telling you, okay? Because you don't want to get into that maybe a zone of I don't know bullshit. It's like, okay, we're going to go, you know, I pick her up, like I went with my girlfriend yesterday, and she goes, can we go shooting? I said, no, I don't want to go shooting today, but we're going to go ABC. And I had also DEF in my mind too, just in case ABC wasn't going to work out, right? So always have more than one option, and then just flip right into the second one, lead, and they'll follow. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. So we'll see you in Vegas.
Indeed.
Very soon. Meanwhile, who else?
It's Pat from Miami.
Pat, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good, man. Pretty good. The question is this, you know, especially Arash, because I know Arash probably likes to go out eating and drinking and stuff like that. And I think I've heard you talk about it too, Vince. But when it comes to going on these, let's say, meetups, and you're going to have maybe drinks or maybe something to eat, have you ever put limits on... We never know if the girl's going to take us, you know, or try to take us for a ride. And I've had before where I spent my $100, $125, $150. Is there any rules to this that you put on there that says, you know, of course I want to take her back to my place right away without the date, but if that doesn't happen and you do go out, what's your rules that you put on this? Two drinks, three drinks, one drink, no meals? I don't know. You know, there's some kind of thresholds or some kind of rules.
Yeah,
Just
basic. It's always within my budget.
To you, Arash.
Yeah, it's all within my budget. You know, like, it's not a matter of one or two drinks. It's like, let's say, it's the same thing I do when I go to a strip club. When I go to a strip club, I decide beforehand how much money I'm willing to spend that night. And then that's it. You know what I mean? I mean, to get me to spend more than that, it would have to be something miraculous that happens that night. And it's happened before. But I go there with the intention, let's say I'm going to spend $200, right? And with $200, I swear to God, if you guys come with me, I will give you a fucking experience that only, like, Tommy Lee and Gene Simmons and fucking Brad Pitt would have in a strip club. I will kill it with you. It's not even real what's going to happen with $200. With $100, I'll kill it. With zero money, I'll kill it. But with $200, it's over. It's just game over. I always leave with a wad full of cash in my pocket because it never reaches $200. But anyways, there's a limit on that, because I know going to a strip club, money can start going. However, if I'm going out, it's always within my budget. So if we're going to go somewhere, two drinks, three drinks, how many? Shit, after like one or two, it's time to go. Or we have dinner, and I look at the dinner, and I know, okay, dinner's going to be between $60 to $100. I'm going to spend $100. Cool, let's go to dinner. But it's not that complicated. You know, it's basic. Finances. It has nothing to do with pickup. It has to do with finances. See, if your pickup is destroying your finances, then you have it backwards. Finances first, pickup second, everybody. Okay? Because with money, you can always get women. But with women, you will lose all your money. Okay? So use the one that you can to get the other, not the one that subtracts the other. Okay? So anytime you go out, you go out and you got women with you, you always go, you have to be a financier of your life. Don't lose your money for the woman. It doesn't mean don't spend money to have a good time, but then that's not about the woman. Like when I go to a strip club, I'm not spending money on the woman, even though the woman is the one getting paid. I'm spending money on my experience. So I used to have this one experience where I would go and I would spend $0. I mean, I did that for years. About 3-4 years I did that. I spent zero money in strip clubs. That was what was like my claim to fame. Watch me go and spend no money. Then I realized how much more fun I can have if I spend like $100. Oh my God. You know, so then it became, so it's my experience. And if she's going out with me to eat, it's my experience. Let me give you an example right now. Today, I was out at lunch. And there's a new woman that's going to be in my life very soon. She has a girlfriend. She has a boyfriend right now. She's fine, guys. She is fine. And what happened was, I'll make it really fast. About one week ago, I ended up in this place, and I went just in lunchtime. I went to go eat. They had the bar. I sat at the bar, and this girl, I just look at her, and I'm like, whoa. And that's not common for me. Just something about her, man. I was like, holy shit. So we do like a brief conversation. It goes well. I leave. I know she works there. I don't need to fucking push it. I'll be back. See you later, bitch. About 3-4 days later, I go back with Electra. Good move, buddy. Good move. I go in there with Electra. She happens to fucking be there. She comes to our server. I'm like, this is my girlfriend. Now, the bitch does not know I have three girlfriends, and I'm not going to be like, here's mine, I have three. It's just kind of weird. Here's my girlfriend. Oh, hi, blah, blah, blah. I tell Electra, I want this girl. This girl is, I've had my eye on this girl for a whole week. By the time Electra and I leave, I get her phone number, and she is set up to come and work out, which is what I do. So she comes and works out. Long story short, I keep saying that, but I keep making it long. I was there today with another girl, and it was going really, really well. Then suddenly, a slight argument ensues between the girl and I that I'm with, right? So the fucking table turns sour. You know, the mood is off. And you know what? I am not going to have that shit at a place that I'm about to pick up a brand new fucking hot-ass chick. So in a matter of a minute, I'm like, check, please, because I know where this is going to go. You know what I mean? Check fucking comes in, get the fucking check, we get the fuck out of there. The point being that I'm going to go to locations where I spend money, and they benefit because they're my girls or they're my friends, but I'm eating there because I like the food, and I'm going to get a new girl. So the money goes to you. You're financing your own life. You're not financing her unless she helps you make money, which my girls do. Then it's a little bit different. End of story.
Okay.
Wow. You know, I love hosting with Arash because I get so like caught in the answer instantly. I'm like, oh, my turn. It's important, and not only for this question, also for the prior question, and probably any question you guys could have, to recognize that part of the conditioning we all bought into is women's sense of entitlement. You know, the more I'm working on the stuff, the more obvious it becomes to me how at the core, just like a fish that doesn't know it's in water, we accept a certain behavior from women that it takes some time and it takes constantly coming back to that awareness to erode it at least a little bit. Okay? What I'm talking about is, I give you a perfect example. I'm doing pickup and I'm entering a store and I see in front of me a genuine looking couple. I say genuine because they're already smiling at me. They seem pretty upbeat and they're carrying so much, you know. Normal thing to do. You don't have to be a Samaritan like that with everybody, but when it makes sense, it makes sense. Okay? Couple in front of me, more bags than hands and arms to hold them. I hold the door. Out of no fucking where comes this chick from behind me, totally assuming the door was held for her, and passes right in front of the couple and right in front of me in between, and on top of that goes, thank you. And I looked at the couple and I made them laugh. I said, they always think it's for them. All right. So I'm sure you've had plenty examples of that. Now watch out that you don't go the other extreme and mess up the opportunities you have based on your level of skills because you're trying to be too harsh, neither, you know, before you exercise too much of the power and control with women, you gotta know, you know, you cannot be the guy with no weapon picking up a fight with people with weapons. That wouldn't be an untrained or any of that. You guys understand. But constantly go back to mindfulness of that And the greater solution is not necessarily to go constantly against that, is to make sure that you honor yourself first. So you need to rekindle a new sense of being with yourself, because you put a hot chick in the picture and suddenly we just start to think only about her. Oh, she may not like the place. She may not like this. What if I seem too cheap? And so what about you? Okay. So bring it back to you, check in with yourself and organize. It always helps to start to organize and strategize, guys, to begin to categorize without being overly analytical. So personally, the first thing that comes to mind, it'd be okay. Number one, what are you trying to achieve? Okay. If you want to fuck, maybe a quick drink. You know, I remember a client missed an opportunity. Those two girls were like teaching classes on squirting, and they each get a glass of wine, and then he starts to make that be an issue when we were touching them at a fucking restaurant. And I didn't see that he was doing that, but personally, I would have said, okay, let me pay for those glasses, grab those two girls, and get out of here. So are you after sex? Are you after having a good time yourself? Are you wanting to find the next girl that's going to stay with you for a while? That's important. And based on that, you can make better decisions. But check in with yourself. A quick check-in. I constantly do it. And if I don't do it, you see how quickly you get sucked in. So make it a habit that if, let's say, right now you're intending to go out tonight, you're texting a girl and so on, before you right away think her, you go, okay, check in with yourself. What's my budget? What am I trying to accomplish here? And check in also to make sure you're not buying into that sense of entitlement that they have, and to not think that you're obligated to follow that to be able to produce a result, because it's not pickup. That's dating. That's desperate dating. Okay. Personally, I've done the restaurant thing so much that I'm, and my diet doesn't allow me to go to restaurants right now. At first, I thought it'd be a problem with the girls, and now I made it clear I don't go to restaurants anymore for right now with girls, but that has not been a problem. Okay. Next question, gentlemen.
Oh, hey, Paul from San Francisco. I've got a question.
Paul, how are you?
Yeah, that's pretty good. How are you? I did do the journal and so on. And I guess the question that I have is, like, one of the reasons that I don't probably have, like, the same confidence as you guys do is you're able to come up with certain things. Like, as an example, Arash comes up with something, always keep, like, a bottle of something in his trunk so that if the opportunity arises, you can get it out and, say, go up to an apartment if there are, like, two or three girls there. How do you guys kind of come up with that stuff to know what to do, like, on the moment? Is it just, like, through the experience of going through it and stumbling, or are there easier ways?
You know, I like this question, Paul, and I'll tell you why. Because I've kind of been thinking about this recently. And I'm going to guess at the answer. And I'm saying that because, you know, there's opinion and there's fact. Gravity is a fact. I try to keep my answers as a fact, meaning try to argue with me. You'll see, okay? But when it's an opinion, I'll say an opinion. So I'm telling you beforehand, this is an opinion. I've kind of been looking at this recently. I think it has to do with a lot of reading and a lot of observing of, let's say you watch a lot of movies and you don't read. When I watch a movie or when I read or when I go to the mall or when I went to fucking Universal Studios, when I went to Universal Studios a couple of weeks ago, the moment we walked into Harry Potter, I stopped my girlfriend and I said, look, everybody, look. This was somebody's imagination come to life. And look at how we are in another world. I said, my business needs to be like this. Look, and then I told them, I said, look at this place with a professional eye. Not with the eye of everybody else who's here lost in the experience. I said, enjoy it. But there's as a professional, look at the incredible seduction that's been created. We are in another world. So I think that I observe the world through the storyteller's eyes. When I read, when I watch, when I listen to you talk, like, I see characters everywhere. And so I feel that, and again, it's my opinion, because I've actually been looking at this recently. I feel that I have gathered so much experience inside of my consciousness by observing so much experience of others, by reading, observing, studying, that I've traveled so many universes. Every book you read is a universe. And so I can't imagine running out of scenarios or things to say when every day I study more. I think there may be a difference between people watching things to be entertained or watching things with a professional eye to see how, like, the movie Avengers, how there's so many characters and how people relate to each character differently. You know, if we all watch Avengers, somebody would say, I like Iron Man. Somebody would say, I hate Iron Man. Somebody would say, I like the Hulk. Somebody would say, I hate the Hulk. And I find that fascinating because if it was objective, then all of us would love the Hulk. Or all of us would hate Iron Man. But that's not the way it is. So that means that something is happening there, and I'm very curious how they do it. I look at the colors. I look at the way they communicate. I look at every fucking thing, man. And so when I'm asked the question, how do I come up with things? There's such an abundant resource that continues to grow every day. Every day it grows. Every day it grows. You know, right now, everybody, I recently just signed up for a brand new meditation course. I've been doing one form of meditation for a very long time, and it's passed down orally from one teacher to student, and that's what it is. And you can't talk about it. You get none of that. And last night as I was studying, I came across this video just randomly, and the guy really moved me. So I've been researching, and finally I signed up for this thing an hour ago, and they're waiting for me to confirm with a fucking email, but I'm not getting a fucking email. So I've been sitting here calling my girlfriend, like, help me out. I want to fucking do a little meditation session. And it's so funny because I feel that this person that I am now watching comes from a totally different world. And now I have all these new ways of looking at the world. When I'm listening to him talk, he's like an ancient Tibetan Lama master. And he really, really has a different perspective on things than I do. And he's really shook my world in the last 12 hours because I've had so many situations occur in the last 12 hours, and I catch myself, it's almost like he's in my head. So maybe I'm going a little too far, but this is why I like the question, because it's been on my mind like this. So I don't think you'll run out of things if you just look at all the incredible experiences that you've had in your life, and you still do. You know, I think your body is older than my body. That means you've had more experiences than I've had. You've met more people. You've seen more things than I have. I'm turning 40. Okay, I'll stop here and give Tesla.
Paul, two things come to mind. And I asked strongly, how do I best assist Paul today? How do I best assist Paul? The first thing, and I witnessed this firsthand myself, so I'll go fast. If you want to go somewhere with the car, there are a few essentials, but we're going to keep it at three right now. Okay? You need fuel inside the car. You need the key to ignite and start it. And you need a direction. Because if you get in the car, it starts to drive and you don't know where you're going to go. You know, you need to be able to stir in a direction based on a decision. So the first thing is you need a little more fuel in the car, so to speak. You know, I saw it. I ran into the same girl today than I did on Saturday evening. On Saturday evening, I was really fueled. I tamed that girl down to a state of fucking fascination. To a point where today she rushed to me when I ran into her again unexpectedly. I didn't even recognize her, but she did, and she was all open to me. Today, I was a little preoccupied, different thing, and I noticed the difference. Okay? So, how are you going to fuel? You know, some of the changes that were suggested, for example, at the level of fashion as well, and it's not that someone will tell you dress like this or dress like that, but I've noticed the steps you're taking. They're too minimal, okay? Which is a reflection that you have not really dived in yet. And you must also have that sense of direction and ignite it. You need to know that you're deciding and you're going to do it. Until, no matter what it takes. But you also need to know that you're capable, you yourself personally, and that it's possible. Because if you decide and doubt that you're capable, you deviate. Okay? The other thing, on the other hand, I ran also into a girl. I was in touch with her Saturday, and I ran into her again later today. One little simple practice that will help you to come up with that next little idea. Many guys, for as long as this art form has been exercised, have attempted to do some reviews. Okay, so there's the the professional logger, the guy who's going to go and write the date and where he was and so on. All of that is a waste of time. If you put too much emotion, I should, I shouldn't, I haven't, and so on. One thing I like to do, I always do it. First, I presuppose that if I didn't do everything I wanted to do or everything I could do then, it's because it's leading me to the realization of what is the next step. So I'm more open to the fact that there's an evolution, there's a progression. I don't need to do it and know it all in one shot. Everything brings me closer and leads me to more. So I spend just a second or a few minutes or maybe at night after an interaction with a completely open mind, not one in which I go, oh man, you should have, I haven't, oh, what should you do? No blocking. A lot of breath, a lot of openness, and go, what would be one little thing I could do extra? And nothing big. Don't run something for like 15 minutes. Just one little thing you could say. And so on. Like this girl in my building, so leave you this, she just grabbed my cock. Like that. Okay? And I acted on it, but after that came the idea of saying, I dare you, my darling. Do you see me go like that and grab her pussy? So, okay, that little idea came to mind. And boom, today, sure enough, I did it. So each time that you're in an interaction, I sense for you, Paul, and probably many, you block a little too much because you still presuppose that it's not happening. And you search those too far when you should just relax and go, okay, in a situation like that, what would be one simple little thing I could do? Okay, have alcohol ready at my place. Unless alcohol is a problem for you, then don't. Okay, there's other ways. You're not limited to that. All right, cool. Schedule it, get a bottle, have it somewhere. Next time the girl comes over and she goes, oh man, no, I don't like that. I just like beer. Okay. What's one little thing I could do? And maybe so you don't stack up with more alcohol, what's one thing you could say? And so on. Okay. But you did a great exercise. So this week, just relax a little bit more, dive in also more deeply. Take more risks. You know, I'm encouraging guys to just get fucking playful, get in character. Seduction pickup happens outside of reality. Within reality, it leads to dating for most. Outside of reality. So take yourself outside of reality to be able to take women out there. Here's a silly exercise. You don't have to show them to anyone and don't get critical. But a great exercise of improvisation. Why don't you make little videos just for yourself to fucking amuse yourself? Okay? And for you, for example, tonight, make a 3-minute video with your cell phone where you're like, I'm fucking James Bond. And for a moment, and your mind's going to go, no, you're not, and so on. For a moment, get into that character. Tomorrow, a completely different character. To get used to think a little bit outside of the box. Sorry, long answer. Ready for the next one.
I got a question. This is Philly Will. Thanks for taking my questions, as always. But I've heard a Ross say before that you got to protect a woman's reputation. And I was thinking back to a relationship I had where I kind of didn't do that, but she also kind of liked drama and would say that people were giving her weird looks or that, you know, someone said something to her, but then they left the bar or whatever we were at. So I was wondering if you guys could comment on maybe a balance between the girl being a little bit dramatic versus protecting her reputation.
You know, women love drama. I didn't say take away the drama, so protect their reputation. You know, they have to give them drama. They are drama. You know, sometimes I wonder if anybody could understand the level of drama I deal with having 3 girlfriends. I've had a lot more girlfriends, you know, but it is a lot. It is a lot. So, they live in a world of drama. They can't live without it. I don't know why. I really haven't figured this shit out yet. I don't know if I'm going to or if I want to. Because it is what it is. I don't know why gravity, what it fucking does. Right? So, no, she needs drama. Just don't let her make that drama. Give her drama. There's a lot of drama all over the place. You know? She quiets down and knows what to focus on when there's drama. Otherwise, her mind goes everywhere. She can't focus. A drama gives her something to look at and try to have something to talk about. It's insane. Her reputation is a separate deal. What I mean by protect her reputation is simple. I sleep with a lot of women. Okay? A lot. And, hold on. Let me back up that statement. Not true. Well, I mean, I guess it's relative, right? I'm sleeping with more than a handful of women at one time. Okay? Outside of my girlfriends. But I have a lot of women, which means there are women that I mess around with or whatever that I don't sleep with. I have an issue with my dick being everywhere and not knowing where the fuck that thing's been. And you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I use protection and all that other shit, but still it plays in my mind. So those women feel comfortable to text me. They feel comfortable commenting on my stuff. And that is because they know that their reputation is protected. If they felt, for example, that by being with me, they were going to be labeled as a slut and outcasted by society, they would never be with me. That's what I mean by protect her reputation. What I mean is, if she feels that her status drops by being with you, she will leave you, I promise you. If she feels that her status does not drop, and not only that increases if she's with you, she will stay with you, and she'll hook up with you. That's protecting her reputation. Drama is drama. She's always going to have fucking drama. Give her some drama. That's my answer.
It was such a perfect answer. I'll add, in a more general way, I think that's one of the challenges. We've seen a lot of guys wanting to coach pickup throughout the years that didn't have it to pass it on. You cannot pass what you don't have. So I think for any of those qualities you witness that you know will help you in dealing with women, you must first find them within you. Okay? Example, entertain yourself. And if you try to entertain but you are not entertaining yourself by yourself, it's very difficult. Protect yourself. Suddenly you're with a chick and your budget is like $100 and you know the question before, you gotta go, whoa. Okay, I gotta protect myself here. I cannot just burn my money because there's a hot chick there. Protect yourself, you know? So I think it's very important that whatever you will want to take women through, you take yourself through it. Make a list and start to, I said it years ago in my book, Sim Night Sex, okay? Have a play day with you. Have that experience with yourself first. I don't mean stay at home and jerk off, but have the experience. And automatically, they will pick it up from you. It won't take that much effort, okay? Who you are will speak for itself. On the other hand, the second thing, there are certain behavior that you need to learn from women, and they're not like women giving you advice or telling you too much like this. All of that is bullshit. All of that is their desperate call to find a man that will not buy into their bullshit and tame them down, okay? Anytime a woman goes, you're too much like this, this and that, the craving that suddenly a guy is going to go, I think you're full of shit. What are you telling me? Come here. But there are certain things that they do that are very foreign to us that will give us power when we do them. I was doing my daily walk. I always do it, no matter how I feel, the weather, if there's people or not. I've done it during the holidays when there was hardly anyone. And I come across a type of woman that, despite the display of crazy look that I am, will not even turn their eyes and look at least a little bit, completely into their own thing. And it's very rare that you find a man capable to match or outperform that. So pick up those little clues. See how women respond to an extension going towards them and how they exercise a false sense of superiority. Pick up clues and practice that. Okay? Don't do it at the wrong time. If a guy has not gotten laid in forever and there's an opportunity, okay, just have sex. Don't search too far. But in between, walk around and you go, okay, the first three beautiful women that I see, I'm going to notice I'm going to look at them, and I'm going to notice what they do with their faces when I do that and so on. Then the next three, I'm not going to look at them, and I'm going to do my best to do the same thing that those women did towards me. Okay? I'm going to be so in my reality, kind of superior, almost like no one is passing by. And watch what happens. Pure magic.
The new year is right around the corner. We know you want better and more at all levels. But let's face it, the odds are not in your favor. And let's be honest, unless you remedy with all you got, it would probably be the same old shit, different year. So time to truly change. As seen on CNN, This Is Life with Lisa Ling, The Seduction Game, also featured on Sky TV with comedian Carl Kierperson, The Moaning of Life. The most potent, popular, and best-priced seven-day training on the planet. The Initiation. Total Manhood Makeover for total social and personal success. Las Vegas, January 16th to 22nd, 2017. Led by true legend, number one pickup artist on the planet, Vince Hollywood Kelvin, and revolutionary philosopher and best seducer in the world, Arash Zipar Divazar, and the best healers on the planet, such as shaman James Hyman and occult expert Frank White. Imagine 3 days in the depth of Nevada's desert, Alpha Camp, to strengthen your survival skills, tap into your true warrior nature, and arise spiritually to harness powers you didn't even know you had. With board breaking, fire walking, chakra clearing, NLP, hypnosis for total success programming, and the most hardcore step-by-step military-style training to masterfully and flawlessly attract and bed the women you always desired. Then relocation for the following 4 days to the city that never sleeps, where everything goes, Las Vegas, Nevada, for around-the-clock pickup from nightclubs to malls, streets, casinos, including a visit to an adult convention. Expect only the very best results, not only with women, but in all areas of your life. Fuck excuses. It's your life, and the clock is ticking. Accepting applications and registration now by going to www.vegasinitiation.com or call our 24/7 hotline 1-323-309-3219. But hurry, we work with a sliding scale, and rates are subject to increase. So stop sitting on your ass before you're drawn into the abyss of excuses and regrets. Act now. Women and your new life are ready for you. Vegas, baby, Vegas. See you in Sin City for the real success you have been craving your whole life.
Okay, so next question.
I had a quick question.
Please,
okay,
what's your name?
Gennaro. Anyways, I am kind of interested in, like, not being, like, monogamous, I guess you would say. And I'm interested in, like, dating, like, having multiple girlfriends, you know, at the same time. But my question is, like, how would you introduce, like, I guess two lovers at once or three lovers or however many? Like, is there a process to that?
I actually hung up and I just dialed in. I heard how you introduce two or three lovers at one time. Was there more to this?
Yeah, basically, I'm just trying to figure out the next step because I'm kind of working on getting, like, a couple of different girlfriends.
Yeah.
And
you have
I
one right
don't
now?
Know how to go about. Yes, yes, I do.
Okay, how long have you been
but
with her?
I don't. Like about 4 years.
Oh, okay, great. And then what's the deal now? You want another one?
I'm just kind of curious and venturing out and, like, getting, like, another girlfriend.
Yeah.
But it's, like, a totally new subject for the both of us. And we've kind of talked about it. And, like, we, like, picked up, like, not picked up and took home, but, like, we kind of flirted with, like, a few waitresses, you know, out. But I really don't know, like, how to make the transition, like, without making, like, to make it smooth, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it ain't easy, but you got the basics. You have a girlfriend, you go out, you talk to girls. So
here's the thing. I don't know if having multiple girlfriends... Well, I'll answer your question in a second. Okay, let me just start like this. I don't know if having multiple girlfriends is the most sane idea in the world, because I know what I have to deal with every day. And it sounds very exciting for everybody. And it is exciting to some degree. But what if, as another suggestion, you had a girlfriend, and you had a bunch of friends who were women, who would spend the night, who you fucked, who were really close to you, but they weren't your girlfriend, and your girl was okay with it. So that is the route I would start first, even if you want multiple girlfriends. I wouldn't go the route of girlfriends. I would go the route of, the friend, let's hang out, blah, blah, blah. Then as that person hangs out more and more and more, spend the night a few times more. Okay, now here, you grab the car, you do this, and you know what? You just start treating her as a girlfriend and work out all the basics. And you see how it goes. But I wouldn't put the label yet. I think it's kind of rough, especially if, you know, I've designed my life like this for many years. I've been like this, right? And it wasn't easy. So now I can just walk up and be like, you know, I have three girlfriends, blah, blah, blah. But if I was going to do it again, it would be like, okay, I have a girlfriend. She has to understand the basics of men and women and all this shit. They're like, I'm going to get other women, of course, but you're my girl, blah, blah, blah. Oh, this girl's cool. Come hang out with us. Oh, we have so much fun together. And it all has to be true. We have so much fun together. Go hang out a little bit more. Cool. We want to spend the night. That's all right. Blah, blah, blah. And you just basically, you start structuring the way the relationship will be without giving the title towards the end. Now, if everything's all smooth and shit, and it all works out, then you could be like, look, you know, I really don't want this chick to be with other guys. I don't want you to be with other guys. So, like, if you're not going to do that, you should be my girlfriend. That's cool. You're my girlfriend. Everybody has it. Because by then, she's seen that the other girl is not necessarily a threat to her. In fact, she is an asset to her. However, warning. Chances of you losing both are very high at some point. Okay? So you have to be prepared for that. It's quite an adventure.
Okay.
I think, you know, as a man, you can set out an adventure on these things, but just know what you're getting yourself into, my friend. Okay, that's my
question. Thank you.
Here's something to pay attention to. Whenever there's more than one woman, that's always been very, very helpful to me. It's a series of S's. The first one is seniority. Now, it's twofold because, okay, there could be I've been with this girl for 6 months and I'm meeting this girl and I don't know her yet. The new girl is fresher. You haven't fucked her. So as a man, it would be easy without knowing it that you're giving stronger signals to the new girl, which automatically are going to affect the other girl. Now, it could also be that on her side, she doesn't care about that. Women don't have the code of conduct that us men we have. So it might be none of her concern. Okay? There's more to it.
Okay.
But be mindful. There's no, do it that way, do it that other way, but just pay attention to seniority. Yeah, I'm sure you guys have been in those fucking situations where you're talking with someone and you got something going on, whether it's business and so on, and out of nowhere somebody pops up and the person you're talking to just kind of gives a little more attention to the other person. It's not a pleasant feeling. Me as a man, when other guys do that, I go, what the fuck? I'm talking to you, you know? So, but some people don't care. I've also been with girls who go, oh, no, talk to her. So be mindful of the first S, seniority. The second one is sensitivity, okay, which will help you with the first one. If you're about to bet two women or if they were together and so on, there's always one that's a little more sensitive than the other one. Be mindful of that. It will help you to better organize it as well, okay? One may be just like a hard, motherfucking, tough-skinned bitch that she doesn't need to be reassured, while the other one might be a little more sensitive and take things, you know, she may need a little reassurance. And, you know, you can, for example, hold the hand of the one that's a little more sensitive. You're talking to two girls, you hold the hand of the one that's a little more sensitive, she feels a little safer, she's going to open more easily to the other one. The third one is, it's a blend. I don't like the word, but it's coming with an S. It's stability or security, you know? It's funny because I had, a hookup years ago with a girl that was running a house, and, she had girls working for her, and the girl that I was with was her girlfriend and so on. But looking back on it, that girl was more stable than the one that I made more important at the time. Okay? So be mindful of that. And the last thing I'm going to say is that any time that I built several girls together, I never came from that angle. I never came from that angle. Okay? I always came from the same place than doing fucking pickup, which is the willingness for it to break. It's I stay gambling. So it makes you automatically a little more daring. If you're more daring, you're more edgy. If you're more edgy, you're more attractive. So watch out, because oftentimes we go back to acting like newbies when the stakes are a little higher. Okay?
Okay.
I'm trying to detect. And then I just treat it like pickup, you know? Just all the elements. So I think continue to master all the basic elements of pickup, and the distinctions will come. Good.
Okay.
So next question.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, of course. Great questions tonight. I feel you guys. This will probably be the last question. I'll do a quick reminder first. Vegas, it's right around the corner at this point. So it's the 7-day training that was featured on CNN and Sky TV. There's nothing like it on the planet. It's like a men's retreat, extravaganza, pickup and seduction. It starts in the desert, Alpha Camp. And then we go to Las Vegas. It's January 16th to the 22nd, okay? And the unique thing this year, which is phenomenal, is the lineup of the people that are going to be there to help you. It's almost like a mini GSLR. So I've been doing it for 8 years. A rush is coming. Last year was like surreal, our Vegas experience. We're going to top it this year. Frank White is going to be there as well. Kevin Gentry, James Hyman, Brian Casella, and Pablo are all going to be there to help you, okay? It's a fairly small group attendance-wise, so you're going to get so much attention. It's an absolute must. Contact, message me, Facebook, to find out more about the details. And we take one final question. Who had a question?
Yeah, but I can ask two questions. Because I already asked one.
Yeah, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. We're about to wrap up, so final question of the evening.
Okay, last question is going to be, I guess when I'm out, and how do you know when to go up and open a girl right away? Or like you said earlier, like not notice the girl, like you're so much into your own reality. Like there's like a being too needy and opening right away, and there's also that other... that other thing about being in your own reality that you touched on earlier.
I don't know if there's a particular rule to this, man. You know, because let's just say, let's take both cases. Let's say I say, talk to her right away when you walk in. Okay, that's not bad. I think that's a good strategy. And it'll start off your night really well, because then you're not sitting there dealing with your head and shit like that. However, I like to survey, like reconnaissance, the area. I like to know what the relationships of the people are before I start moving in on somebody just because they caught my attention. And I won't talk unless I know enough information. That's just me, okay? Now, if that's the case, though, then you cannot in any way, shape, or form make it seem like you want to talk to her but you're not talking to her. You can't have any attention on her, dude. If she sees you looking at her but not talking to her, looking at her but not talking to her, looking at her but not talking to her, then it gets weird. When it happens, it has to look spontaneous. That's the rule. When you do talk to her, it should look like you just ended up talking to her. Unless I'm walking, she's over there, we make eye contact, I smile, she smiles. Then I catch her looking at me from far away, and then maybe I'll wave. Now, this interaction's already started. We've already talked just from far away. But if it looks like you're hovering around her, creeping around, trying to gather the courage to talk to her, you might as well go talk to her. Otherwise, the strategy is for me to take a look and see what the relationships are. Is there a boyfriend there? Is she, does it look like there's people hovering around her? Who are the women that I have to fucking handle if I walk in? Is there some fat chick? Is there, you know, like all that shit I need to know so that when I move in, there are no surprises on me because I'm going to handle everybody. That's how my game is. I handle the whole fucking everyone. I have to. You know, because the environment's going to try to take her away, right? The friends are going to take her away. The bartender's going to take her away. The bouncer,
Everyone's jealous because she's fine. I go for that fine-ass woman that everybody's trying to get at the clubs. So obviously I'm not going to walk in and just be another guy who's just going to be like, hey, God, what's your name? You look beautiful. Yeah, okay. Thank you, dude. Number fucking 300 for the night. So I'm going to walk in with a totally different strategy. Now, if she's not fine like that, then maybe there's another way to do it. I don't know. I don't fucking deal with that too much, you know. But if she's super hot and you're looking to get that fucking hottie, then you better walk in with more of a strategy than talking to her, because you're not the first, you're not the last to talk to her. So unless you're extremely gorgeous, which is what I'm going for, I'm going to be very sexy soon, or you're extremely rich, which is what I'm going for too, then fucking, you know, figure it out. That's what I got to say.
You first have to assess where you're at, okay? If you're new, then you got to talk as soon as possible, as often as possible. And don't worry about the rest. And you probably will come across a little bit needy, and that's okay, because that's the first muscle you need to strengthen. Talk, 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 talk. Okay? So right there, it's like the 1 second rule. You see, you talk. You see, you talk. You see, you talk. Seize every opportunity. Okay? Once that's kind of in place, it's never going to be perfect. There are still times when I see a girl and I don't seize the opportunity right away. We're human. It's normal. Okay? But once that's a little stronger and that's more in place, then one thing to pay attention to is the timing of it. For example, you enter a store and there's a girl working there and she's not going anywhere. Or you're at the gym and the girl's not going anywhere. Okay? If she's not going anywhere, you can be a little bit in your own experience, and when she expected the least, you start to talk. Okay? If there's like a lot of traffic and so on, you're gonna be a fool if you just start to practice, okay, I'm just gonna be in my own experience, and then she's gone. Basic. Common sense. Now, an exercise that I had found very helpful that you remind me of, it's been a while since I voiced it, great for guys who are starting. You do a walking meditation. And to find that equilibrium, you repeat to yourself, solid on the inside. Okay? Take a few steps and focus on being more solid, present with yourself. And then you say, aware on the outside, and see further to your sides and ahead of you with your eyes. And as you do that, you go back to solid on the inside, aware on the outside, solid on the inside, aware on the outside. That really has helped me with balance. Last, what I was voicing, I think some of the guys who got the new program, 8 Elements of Extreme Sex Appeal, they know a little bit more. But we're not in any way suggesting that by being more with yourself, you're absent to the rest. No, we're talking about an inner presence and solidity and awareness that makes you 10 times more aware on the outside. Okay? So I finish with this. It's an example of the perfect balance. The other day, I'm at the health food store. I see the guy in front of me looking towards the outside. I know the guy is straight. I go, there's only one reason why the guy is looking that way. There's a chick. So even though I could not see her myself, I was aware that there was a chick by the door. So when I turn around, okay, I go into the aisle that is not going to allow her to see me, but I can see her where she's at. And I mean, on my own experience, and that night I was debating whether to visit that strip club that's right across, even though I live real close, I've never been to that one, or not. So that's my reality, okay? And then I passed by her strong, and I stopped a little bit ahead of them. She was with a guy there. And I can tell that they're looking across the street, but I'm more solid in my own experience. And then almost to myself, but at the same time to them, 80% to myself, 20% to them, you know, with a lot of solidity, I go, yeah, I've been debating about going to that place, even though I have a pole at my place and I live right across the street. I don't know about those guys. I prefer crazy girls. And then she says, yeah, that's exactly what we were thinking. And I look at the guy and I point at the guy and I say, please, don't let this girl distract you and bring you to such a naughty place. And then she goes, I like crazy girls. And I go, I wasn't referring to girls that are a little naughty and insane. I was referring to an establishment. And then I continue to talk to the guy while I'm fully aware of her. So that is a fuller balance of all those ingredients. All right. So, brother, I think we once again did it. Now, one last quick announcement, probably too late for anyone who will hear the podcast afterwards. Frank White is coming and he's going to be in Los Angeles, Hollywood on Thursday. We're going to do a brief free talk for the new Hollywood Lair. So it's an absolute must. It's not live streamed or anything like that. It's only if you are here live in person. So anybody in Hollywood, make it, text me to RSVP. And on Friday, Frank, Arash, and myself are doing something absolutely phenomenal. Okay. What we're doing is Frank will channel Casanova. Some of you guys may have his program where he channeled Casanova and did a series of lessons. When I listen to this program, it's amazing because it's like, wow, that's exactly what we're talking about. You know, Casanova was the original, took a lot of shit, paved the way some time ago. And what we're going to do, I know at least for me, and I'm assuming Arash, so I'm going to, after Frank channels Casanova, I'm going to explain it step by step. This is what it means. This is how you do it here now. A lot of the principles I'm currently sharing are coming from there. So we take you to the source. It's this Friday, the 13th. That is a live stream with a recording of it. Arash, would you like to say a few words about it?
I think that it's important to see that the ancestry of this art, Casanova, is a predecessor to who we are and what we do. And it would be very interesting to see how modern day seducers would analyze that information. It's kind of like if you had Mike Tyson watching Muhammad Ali fights and commenting on what he saw. That would be cool. You know, it would be a different perspective of somebody who has been there, has done it, has seen it in modern times. So I'm real excited to see what comes up.
Yeah, me too. Surreal. And some of the things we're picking up from Casanova. How many of you guys, for example, you think that you should be entertaining women? Okay. Now Casanova would say things like, women are only good for one thing, to entertain you. Okay. And you think about all the guys that they're on a date. Why would a guy spend fucking money on a date? To entertain the woman. Completely backwards, from the core, misrooted. All of the challenges that evolve afterwards are because of being misrooted. You know, I'm going to end with this. I believe that at the exception of a few rare cases that have severe mental and emotional impairments and illnesses, they are few. Okay? Everybody is like a GPS, and depending on where they are and where they think they should go, the route will be given perfectly. Meaning, if you set your mind and you go, I should entertain this girl, and you have a false frame, if you start with a false frame, your wiring after that will respond according to that, but it's miswiring. So it's essential that you become much more clear on where to start from, the proper core frames, and where to take it. And I believe genuinely that then you're intelligent enough, and there's an inner intelligence that's powerful enough to guide you through. But it's always the cause of all of your struggles with women are a false frame, because you're still buying in the frames of the world. And there's so many, and they're so intense, and they're so ingrained, and they're so present in advertisement, in behavior, people around, seeing people, movies, everywhere, that it takes a lot of effort to operate from correct frames. Okay? So it's got to be an honor to be part of this, and the most solid frames that I've witnessed in this community above and beyond are from Arash, and to be able to connect the dots between Casanova's teaching, the channeling, might pick up Arash's seduction, the frame. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. There's two levels of registration. The regular one, you will hear the channeling. The second one, the VIP, you will be able to directly ask questions. So I recommend the VIP. It's such a potent event that there will be very little in writing about it. The best is to contact Frank, Arash, or myself directly so we can hook you up. Thank you, brother. That was phenomenal. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Very good questions tonight. I look forward to speak very soon. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Real Kings of Pickup with Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Divazar. Brought to you by www.globalslr.com. Call live every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to get your questions answered.
Just dial 701-801-1220.
Then enter 129-779-160.
Followed by the pound key.
To get your free pickup starter kit, go to www.seductioncoaching.com now. And remember, stay sexy.